Getting the children?
No, it's the children.
Kelsey.
Gideon was sent from God to save the people.
Sort of. He was sent to save the Israelites. What did that mean? It's kind of a weird thing. Were you raising your hand, Jacob?
No.
No. Okay, Kento, what did that mean?
That they were like held captive, right? And
they weren't really held captive. They were gonna go do something.
They were gonna go, we needed to get soldiers.
We needed soldiers. Why do you need soldiers?
Break down a wall. Oh.
Why do we need soldiers? Why do we need soldiers today? Fight! It's a weird thing, isn't it? How many people would expect to hear about a fight in the Bible? This is why I like the Old Testament. There are all these great stories in there that we don't tell. So fighting is a little weird. We usually don't do that. We definitely try not to do that here. So that's what our story is about. So Gideon is going to go fight. Now, I'm sure you all know the answer to this. If you're going to get in a fight, do you want more people or less people than the other side?
More or less.
Spartans might be different. Thanks, Mark. So you generally want more people. And what does God say about that?
Nope.
In fact, God. Why does God say you need fewer people?
So that it's easier to believe that they won because of God.
So they know to believe because of God. There you go.
Smart.
So God knows that God is God, and God is pretty powerful, right? So God wants God's people to know that. So God tells Gideon, you've got too many soldiers. We need to get rid of some of them. Now, did Gideon try out and pick the best soldiers?
No.
That's weird. I'd want the best soldiers. God says what? He kind of divides them up randomly. It's like when we count you off, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's sort of what God does, only with even less sense. He says, everyone who doesn't want to fight can go home. Now, if you were a soldier, and you could go home to your family, or you could go fight, how many people would go home?
Peace.
Yeah, that's most of us. So a lot of people leave, and then God says, you still have too many people. So what does he do next? Kelsey.
He makes Gideon tip into the water, and the ones who lap with their tongues in the water will have to go into the battle, and then the ones who kneel down will go home.
Exactly. It'd be like saying, how many people have sandals on? Okay, and how many people have closed-toed shoes on right now? So we're going to send all the closed-toed people home.
Yay.
No tryouts. No sense of what's going on. We just made something up, and we said, that's how we're dividing you. We do that sometimes here. You guys are used to that. So Gideon is left with a really small army. And what happens? Do they win or do they lose? They win. Why do they win? Respectful and other things. So we have to know something about God, right? Who has ideas of what God is like? Jacob.
Loving, respectful,
peaceful. Loving, respecting, peaceful, yes. Adrian, tell your hands right now. God is love.
is God is kind, and also God is the Savior and Lamb of our God.
God is kind and the Savior and the Lamb. Okay, so there are a lot of things God is. I know, Steph, you don't count. Sorry. Cheating. So God is a lot of things. Could we talk about all the things God is this week?
No.
Maybe, but it would be, maybe we need more than a week for that, right? So this week I picked things. I picked things that God is, and we're going to talk about those. So what were we saying earlier? God is
Savior
of the Lamb. No, before that, before we listed everything. Why did the Gideon and the Israelites win? God is
powerful.
Okay, let's try that again. God is
powerful.
Much better. Challenging concept. So today we're talking about how God is powerful. What's another word for powerful?
Awesome.
Awesome. Who haven't? Tell me.
Strong.
It's another word for powerful. Mighty. Someone tell you that? That is awesome. That is the word I picked for today. God is mighty. Do we hear about God the Almighty or God the Mighty from time to time in church? That's why I picked that word. So that's part of what's important today. So, but now I want to talk just a little bit about our second reading. The reading from Matthew, who remembers what happened there? Can anyone give me a one-sentence summary?
Preaching.
There was preaching. Who preached?
The people.
The people. What else did the people do? You're right. If he says it, go for it. Jesus told them to preach.
Disciples.
The disciples told the disciples to preach. What else did he tell them to do?
Go heal the sick, raise the dead, and banish the demons.
That is really good. So go heal the sick. Raise the dead.
And banish the demons.
Banish demons. Who is the person who usually does that in the Gospels?
Jesus.
Very good answer. But this time Jesus turns around and he says, we need more of this. So I'm going to send all of my disciples out, and they're going to do the same things I do. What does that mean about God's power? To everyone. What? He's rich. He's got a lot of power. It's true. Jacob.
He can grant people power.
Does it mean he shares?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's just God's power God shares?
No.
Maybe it's all the attributes of God?
Maybe.
Maybe we'll keep talking about that this week. It's possible. Could be. Okay. So today we're talking about God is mighty. This week we're talking about, what's the theme?
Be imitators of God.
Be imitators of God. That's right. So today we're going to talk about God's power and God's mightiness and maybe how God shares that with us. Ready to be done?